Well, it is such a privilege to be with you on this Sunday morning. Thank you for taking the time to join us, sir. And I know that you will certainly be blessed this morning. A warm welcome to our church family, that is our Overflow Church family. And I trust that you are all well and that you have been keeping safe. Well, you have heard the president speak on Thursday night, and declaring that we are now we have now moved on to lockdown level one. But this does not mean that you must not keep safe. This means that you must take more precautions, because more people will be out, more people will be gathering, more people will be associating with one another. So social distancing and wearing of your mask and sanitizing is still of uttermost importance. We are trusting God for a greater measure during this time of lockdown level one. Well, you know that most of the things have been opened, as it said, for the boosting of the economy. But I want you as the Church of the Living God to know and believe that God is our resource. We do not depend on any other resource from external except who God is to us. The Bible tells us the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and therefore you've got to continue to believe, you continue to have faith, you continue to trust in Him, and know that without Him there is nothing that can take place. With God all things are possible, and therefore, church, you've got to continue to believe in Him. You must not take advantage of the lockdown level one, because that's what actually takes us back to lockdown level 3, 4, or even 5 for the matter. It's because when we become complacent and negligent during lockdown level one, the next wave starts. And you and I have the ability to prevent the next wave from starting. And the way we do that is to keep safer. So as the Church of the Living God, you've got to just know how to continuously be obedient to God's precious word. And I thank you for continuously tuning in just to listen to God's word. And I know it's not an easy platform to join, because we don't have singing and we don't have any entertainment, but we go purely into the word of God, because I'm a strong believer of that which I would regularly quote, that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I said to you many times often that God's word is our directional tool, which means it navigates us closer to God. It tells us where God wants us to be and where He wants us to go. And therefore, church, this morning, you've got to love God's word. We just finished a three-part series in last week, and we are trusting God that you are listening to this series, and I spoke about God's mighty man, and that was reflecting on the church, and the mighty man of God is God's church on the face of the earth. But as a mighty man of God, you got to know how to continue as a tower house on the earth. Which means you got to know your stronghold, and you got to persevere in completion. And what God wants us to come, He wants us to come to the place of finish. And all of us need to strive to come to the place of finish. This week I want to start a new series, and I want to title the series Proactivity. I felt that during lockdown level one, we need to know how to be proactive. Because if we are not proactive, then we are going to get into a lot of problems and would not know how to handle these problems. I've seen many people during this COVID phase fail miserably. I've seen many people take a downstream. I've seen people lose their jobs. I've seen people give up on their families. and they needed much counseling. I've seen there been chaos in businesses, chaos in people's lives. This is all because just of an epidemic. Reason because is because the church has not prepared itself enough to rely and depend on God's holy word. God's word is an infallible word. It's an unchangeable word. It's an inherent word. And therefore, you as the church need to know how to continue to live in Him. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about abiding in Christ. And this that powerful series that you need to listen to, how you need to continuously abide in Christ as God's mighty man. Now, you know, we're going to look at some distinguishing characteristics of a proactive person. I want you as a church to be proactive during this time of lockdown level one. Don't take things for granted, because you got to know how to be proactive. And the only way to understand how to be proactive, no matter what the situation is to go back to God's word, God's blueprint. God's blueprint has enough for us for a lifetimes of generations to come. Because His word is proceeding, which means it speaks afresh in any season to us. Whether it is the best season or the worst season of your life, God's word will speak to you as long as you have faith enough to believe. Therefore, God's word is our directional tool. I want to draw your attention to 2 Kings chapter 18 and read number of verse 1 and 7 just to give you a structure that we would follow in terms of being proactive. We would look at one person that was called Ezekiah. Now, Ezekiah is not a famous man in the Bible, but he's a well-spoken man in the Bible. And the Bible tells us, now it came to pass on the third year. And the number three, or the third year, is a very important year. It means about, it speaks about the power of resurrection. It speaks about resurrection life. And this was resurrection life in the third year of Hosea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. Which means in the third year, Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz, began to reign. Which means there's a prime position that is given to Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz. He is now king. He is now ruler on the face of to the whole of Israel. And the Bible tells us very clear this happened on the third year. We are the third day church. We are in our third year. Every day is our third year. The next year is not our fourth year. It is our third year. We live and reign in our third year. Our third year is the resurrection life that is in us, that has been given to us as men and women, as ambassadors on the face of the earth, to reign with Him. In our third year, the Bible tells us, in the third year, Ezekiah reigned as king. And Ezekiah, if you have to look at the meaning of Ezekiah, Ezekiah means God is my strength. So there is a man that is given the opportunity to reign who believes that God is his strength and no one else. No matter what the situation is, and there is always a reason why a king is appointed. In most times, a king is appointed when another king dies. Which means there's a succession plan when a king dies. And the Bible tells us that Ezekiah was the succession plan when to reign in the third year. He says he was 25 years old, very young man. 25 years. 25 is also a very significant number. 25 speaks about the multiple, is a multiple of 5. And the number 5 speaks about grace, which means Ezekiah was graced within that year of reigning. And the Bible tells us that the 25-year-old person, Ezekiah, who became king, he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. A long time he held the reign. And you know that 29 and 30 speaks of the year of maturity, which means Ezekiah reigned up to the age of maturity, which means as he grew to maturity, Ezekiah reigned. And the Bible says his mother named him, his mother name was Abby, the daughter of Zechariah. So you also notice that Ezekiah comes from a very strong lineage. His mother's name was Abby, his father was Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. The thing about this man, Ezekiah, that was given the power, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. You see, you can come up to this stage in life and not know how to go forward. Ezekiah is now king. He reigned for 29 years. As king, he started at 20 at the age of 25 as king, and the Bible tells us he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and this is how he did it. The Bible tells us he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to his father David had done. Now, the reason why I read you this the introduction of this passage is because you would notice that Ezekiah was really not the biological son of David. The Bible is very clear. Now, it came to pass in the third year of Uzziah, the son of Elah, the king of Israel, the lineage, that Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. And the Bible says his mother's name was Abby, the daughter of Zechariah. So you notice that Ezekiah's father was not David. It was Ahaz. The Bible says, but Ezekiah followed a different template. Ezekiah followed a different way. In the way he followed David. So there was a pattern that was in his life. That was David. And when you have the right pattern, church, in your life, you would do the right things. And when you do the right things, your proactivity for your own life will change. So you notice Ezekiah as a king at the age of 25. He has an assignment that he set before him as a king. He decided that he no longer would follow the ways of his father, but he would follow the ways of David. And this is what he did, the Bible tells us. He removed the high places and broke down sacred pillars. So Ezekiah immediately started to tear down things that was not right in the sight of God, and because of the pattern that he was following. He cut down wooden image and broke down into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. So which means even Moses did some things, who was a past leader. The Bible says Ezekiah was the one that cut down these wooden images and even the bronze serpent. Until those days, the children of Israel burnt incense and they called it Nehustan, which means he also changed the mindsets of the people that followed, which means they concentrated on Nehustan. Now, Nehustan was given to Moses by God, the staff, the bronze serpent, before the healing of the people. Because when there were sicknesses and disease, God asked him to make this. And the Bible says the people continued to follow. So what it meant was when God moved, Israel did not move. The kings of the past did not move. But Ezekiah chose to move. And the Bible says he trusted the Lord when he did this. He did not trust in man. You see, church, in the season, while we move to lockdown level one, your trust must be in the Lord to be proactive. Your proactivity is going to determine your blessings. It's going to determine your success. It's going to determine your way forward. It's going to determine how you go, how you take things forward. Your proactivity is going to do that. Ezekiah knew that if he's not going to be proactive and he does not follow a model that is an accurate model, he knew that he will be just like his father and his grandfathers. And the Bible tells us that he trusted the Lord, God of Israel, so that after him was none like him. Can you believe it? Nobody was like Ezekiah after him. None like him in all the kings of Judah. So in the whole of Judah, and Judah means praise, this is what it means to the church. In the whole of the church of praise, there was no one like the man called Ezekiah. And the Bible tells us that he trusted in the Lord. You see, if you want to be proactive, you have to trust in the Lord and do what is right in the sight of the Lord. That is what the quintessential demand is in this present season, is to do what is right in the sight of the Lord. So which means you don't do anything of your past mentality, your past attitude, your past ideology, your past regime, your past structure. You hear God afresh. Somebody say hallelujah. You hear God afresh for a new season that is birthing within your life, your church life as a congregation. You got to know how to step into a new model of life. And when you step into a new model of life, there are certain things that have to be destroyed in order to go forward. And God is looking for that type of church in order to go forward with that church. That church is a remnant church. That church is a called out church. That church is called the only begotten. That church is called the mighty man of God. You got to know whether you belong to that company of the mighty man of God, because God wants to do a supernatural work with that church. The pattern that the church will follow will not be the pattern of the past. And the Bible says he trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. For he held a fast to the Lord. Ezekiah followed a very righteous and holy trend. Church, this morning, if you want to move forward, in spite of all the situations that you have just passed, and you did not have your hand on the handle of those situations, God is now giving you the opportunity, giving the church the opportunity to rise up above its locations, above its standards, above its means, and to reposition itself like with an Ezekiah mentality that will do what is right in the sight of the Lord, which means a proactive mentality does what is right in the sight of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that he held a fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him. You see, the way you handle lockdown level one, church, is that from today onwards, you got to ensure that you do not depart from following the ways of the Lord. You see, a lot of people don't understand the word follow. Jesus said to his disciples, follow me, and they followed him. Why? Jesus did not propagate himself. He propagated the one that sent him. Anything that he did to glorify him who sent him. It was God that gave his only begotten Son to die for sinful people like us. The Bible tells that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal, everlasting, that's the word, everlasting life. And the Bible tells us that Jesus had people following the God in him. Because everything that he pointed, he did not point to himself. He pointed to the God that sent him. He said, I came to do the will of the one that sent me. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he said that my Father who is in heaven may be glorified. You got to understand that when you follow, because Ezekiah followed the pattern of David, does not make Ezekiah inaccurate. It only says that Ezekiah had the ability to discern an accurate pattern and he chose not to follow the ways of the past. And therefore, you got to understand what it means to trust in the Lord. Ezekiah trusted in the Lord. And the Bible tells us that when he trusted in the Lord, he removed the high places, in verse number 4. He broke down sacred pillars. Come on, somebody. There are certain high places in your life, church, this morning, that needs to be broken down in order for you to prosper, in order for you to move forward. There's a mentality that is holding you back, a mindset that is holding you back, that is causing you to procrastinate. You got to know how to be proactive in activating the right mindset and following a pattern that God had set before you, because the pattern of the past has not worked for you any longer. The Bible says he broke down sacred pillars. He cut down wooden image and broke into pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burnt incense to it and called it Neustan. You see, immediately Ezekiah realized the pattern that everyone else followed, kings after kings, was not God's pattern. It was a pattern of a man. You see, church, this morning, you have to come to the place to realize that in this season, God is revealing himself no longer as the pattern of the past. He's revealing himself as the pattern of the present. That means when God reveals himself as the pattern of the present in his word is proceeding. You've got to know how to shift into the pattern of the present so that you are not caught up and stuck in the pattern of the past. And the Bible says this is how Ezekiah did it. He followed David. David was not his biological father. His biological mother was Abby, but the Bible says he followed the pattern of David. Why? David had a heart after God. Who was David to Ezekiah? David was a father to Ezekiah, which means David chose not to follow his own biological father. He chose not to follow another father. He chose to follow a father that has a heart after God. He saw a God in David that he decided to follow, because this is what he did. The Bible says he did not trust in David. Nowhere the Bible tells us that he trusted in David. He followed the ways of David, but he trusted in the Lord. Here the Bible tells us, Ezekiah, he trusted in the Lord, God of Israel. For so after him was none like him among all kings of Judah. No, who were before him. This is what I mean. Those who were after him and before him, there was no one like Ezekiah. What it's telling you? It's telling you some of the people, some of the kings, chose not to follow Ezekiah. They chose to follow their own wicked ways and patterns. You see, church, this morning, you've got to be very, 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 very secure in your mind that the pattern that you're following is not the pattern of your past. You've got to be very sure in your mind this morning that your trust is not in man, but your trust is in God. You've got to be very sure this morning that you are breaking down things that are holding you back from being proactive Because what God is demanding in this season is proactivity. He's desiring for men and women, that is the church of the living God, to rise up and just not be stagnant, but be proactive. There's a question that comes to you this morning, like the way it came to Ezekiel. It says, can these bones live? You see, right now, all you may be seeing is dead bones. You may be seeing a no way out situation, because of the way the country is and the infections of the virus, and it is claimed, it is said, that the possibility of a fourth wave. And you may be looking at that and saying that, you know, I am in a hopeless situation. No, I want to tell you something. You are in a hopeful situation. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, church. And therefore, you have to be like an Ezekiah that will do what is right in the sight of the Lord. You must be the one that will be able, they will be able to declare that there was no one like him after him and before him. And the Bible says he trusted in the Lord in verse number 5. He's God of Israel. So after him there was none among him in all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. For he held a fast to the Lord in verse 6, and he did not depart from following him, but he kept his commandments. You see, Ezekiah kept the commandments of the Lord. Now, yes, he follows David. Why did he keep the commandments of the Lord? David kept the commandments of the Lord. Why did he hold a faster? David held a faster. Why did he trust in the Lord? David's trust was in the Lord. What is it saying? It's saying his predecessors could not. He could not trust in the Lord. They trusted in themselves. His previous kings that he could see reigning did not trust in the Lord. Trusted in themselves. Trusted in their own strength. Church, this morning, is your strength in the Lord? If your strength is in the Lord, you'll be proactive. And I believe that proactive people are characterized by their trust in the Lord. They are characterized by doing what is right in the sight of the Lord. Proactive people are characterized by ensuring that they find an accurate father and follows the God in the father, not the father. You see, a lot of people think that when we talk about finding a father, a spiritual father, we're talking about following a man. No, you follow the God in the man. Every time God pointed a man, he made people follow his instructions that was given through a man. When Jesus said, follow me, Jesus was the Son of Man. And the Bible says, disciples followed him. But the instructions came from God through him for the disciples. And therefore, you need to know that the Bible says he kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, I want you to know that Ezekiah knew what was right in the sight of the Lord. He knew that the commandments were right. He knew that the preceding word was right. He knew that the voice of the Lord was right. He knew that David was an accurate pattern after God's own heart. He knew that he had to destroy all the images that held him back, because he could not be proactive unless he destroyed these images. Church, there may be some things that are holding you back this morning, that is preventing you from moving forward. You've got to search your life like an Ezekiah. Ezekiah chose when he became king, never to follow the pattern of the past. And you have a golden opportunity this morning, never to follow the pattern of the past. In verse number 7 of 2 Kings, the Bible says, verse number 18, the Bible tells us that the Lord was with him. You see, when you know how to be proactive, the Lord will be with you. The Bible says the Lord was with him and he prospered. How many of y'all want to prosper this morning? How many of y'all are saying right in your heart, Lord, I want to prosper? You've got to know what to do, what is right. There are some images in your life, there are some graven images in your life that is holding you back right now from moving forward. You've got to find out what it is and destroy it. You're going to make sure that it is melted down by fire. The word has to be a lamp and a light to you. And the Bible says Ezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. The Bible says the Lord was with him, and he prospered him wherever he went. And he rebelled against King Syria. You see, when you are doing what is right in the sight of the Lord, you will rebel against what is wrong. We need people to stand up to that which is right in this present season. Only the church can stand up for what is right, what is true, what is accurate, and what is the unchangeable word of God. Only the church can stand up for that. And the church needs to rise up like Ezekiah. The Bible says Ezekiah rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. Be careful you are not serving ungodly rituals in your life. Be careful you are not serving God-made structures in your life. Be careful you are not following God. You are not following man-made structures in your life, sorry. Be careful you are not following systems of the past rather than following the unchangeable word of God. Well, my time is up this morning, church. And thank you for joining us and tuning in. May God bless you and keep you. I trust that you have been blessed with what God is about to say. Join us next week for part two of proactivity. I want you to know that if you are proactive people, you will know how to be prosperous, because proactive people are prosperous people, because God prospers those who are proactive. Raise up your hands this morning. I want to bless you. I bless you this morning with all the blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be unto you this morning until we meet again next week. God bless you.